I'm a chemical engineer and started and finished my career, I guess, as a chemical engineer in the mining industry at Olympic Dam. So I really enjoyed that 14 years and learned a heck of a lot. But when that sort of came to a close, we went through a bit of a process of working out what we wanted to do and just realised that brewing was a passion and something we'd love to be able to do. And eventually we crossed off all the other ideas off the list and brewing was still on top. So that was brilliant.
South Australia's Eyre Peninsula is famous for its fantastic seafood. We're talking tuna, oysters and prawns, just to name a few. But if Mark and Janie Butterworth get their way, this region will be known for something else as well. Local craft beers made with local grains. Hello, I'm Brooke Neindorf. The Butterworths have just opened their boutique brewery in Port Lincoln, capitalising on a hobby that's now turned into a business.
Yeah, I mean, for the last 15 years, brewing's been a hobby. I mean, drinking beer's been a hobby for a bit longer than that. So, but certainly we've learnt a lot about brewing in the last couple of years. So Janie and I have both got some sort of formal qualifications in brewing. And, we're now applying that and just developing our own sort of recipes and trying to brew some beers that, people on Eyre Peninsula can enjoy that are a bit different to the sort of common lagers that are out there. So,
tell us about the local flavoured beers that you've got going. You've been able to source some local barley and growing your own hops as well.
So the first beer, probably our flagship beer, I guess you'd call it, is the Eyre Peninsula Ale. It's commonly called the EPA or number one, people usually refer to it because that's the first tap we've got. So that's got a little bit of Cummins barley in it, trying to keep it local. And that's just raw barley that goes in, probably adds a little bit of sweetness to our beer. And then the hops are Ella from Tasmania. It's a sort of mid-strength beer, low alcohol, and just quite approachable because that's how we wanted our first beer to be, to help people make that jump over from mainstream beer to craft beer.
And is it really important to you to use that local produce and use that local barley?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things we wanted to get through with establishing the brewery is sort of tell the story of the grain side of the Eyre Peninsula. I mean, there's obviously, for good reasons, a lot told about the seafood side, the tunas, oysters, prawns, and so on. But I think there's, more of the GDP of the Eyre Peninsula comes from the farming industry. And this is, a fun side of, what you can do with some of the grain. So I think definitely it's important to us to be able to put some of the local grain into each beer. And that's what we do with every beer. Every beer's got at least a little bit of local grain, and we're looking in the future to be able to malt on our own premises and have 100% local grain in our beers in the future.
We're just sitting out here at the front taste testing a couple of these beers, but we might duck down the back and have a bit of a look at where it all gets brewed.
That'd be great. Probably starts off with the water treatment side of things. Getting the water right's absolutely critical to a good brew. From then on, we basically, the brew day starts with milling the grain. So we have malted barley. We certainly try and use obviously local barley, but also local malted barley as well. So we go to as many lengths as we can to get local Australian malt. So we mill that, add it to the process. Essentially, what we're trying to do is extract the sugars from the malted barley into water, and that forms the basis of a beer. There's a lot of enzymes in action, and pH is quite important, and you're really trying to adjust quite a few parameters to get the perfect beer at this early stage.
From that, so that's called the mash. So after you've extracted as much of that sugar as you can, you're going to have to filter it. So we bring it over to what's called the lauter tun over here. And so you're essentially filtering that hot sweet wort through its own grain bed. So and then what comes out of the lauter then is brought back over to our kettle, and then we're boiling it for about an hour, 90 minutes, depending on the type of beer. And that's the point where we add the hops for bittering.
And you've got it all set up here where it's accessible to see to the public and coming in, having a beer, having a look at what's happening while they're doing it.
Yeah, and that's really important to us. We really want, our presence here to sort of facilitate education around the brewing process. I think people have a reasonable idea of how wine's made, but beer or brewing's not overly intuitive. If you ask people what's in a beer, most people sort of just probably can't really describe it. So we want this to be about education and to tell the story about the local grain and local ingredients. And I think and that's one thing that's really that the craft beer movement's been about, I suppose, is really about education and empowering people to understand what's a good beer, what's in a good beer, how you make a good beer. So I guess from the kettle, we essentially separate the last bit of the solids out in the whirlpool, put it through a heat exchanger, chill it down to about 18 degrees, which is pitching temperature for the yeast, and then the yeast does the bulk of the work for the next 3 weeks. The lowest paid, but most influential worker in the brewery, I think, is the yeast. And after 3 weeks, the yeast has converted the barley sugars into alcohol, and the process from then on is really about carbonation and packaging into kegs and or bottles. So, and of course, drinking. That's the most important bit. In moderation.